Chapter 32. It took me about a second to see what Mantis bitch had in mind, and half that long to hate her for it. Ivy didn't have a family. Until I'd given it to her, she hadn't even had a name. She'd just been the archive. What she had was a world of power and responsibility and knowledge and danger and Kincaid. While the Archive would know that the proper decision would be to allow Kincaid to die in order to protect the sanctity of the Archive, Ivy wouldn't be making the decision with the same detached calm. Kincaid was the closest thing she had to family. She wouldn't let them hurt him. She couldn't. Damn them. To take a little girl's loneliness and use it against her like that. Grand schemes and sweeping plans to bring doom and darkness are all fine and scary, but they at least have the advantage of being impersonal. This was simple, calculated, cruel malice deliberately aimed at a child. A child. And it pissed me off. Deidre was the closest. Fine. I stepped out of the ferns, swept my staff in a broad, backhanded swing, and unleashed some of the power I'd been painfully holding back, snarling,
Vintas Servitas!
A burst of wind gathered underneath Deidre, lifting her out of the amphitheater seats and throwing her out over the pool like a dart shot from a child's air gun. I'd thrown her at the nearest section of the pentagram's beam, but the instant she'd gone airborne, those snake-like strips of her hair had fanned out like a tattered parachute and began thrashing in the air, slowing her and changing her course. I didn't stop to watch where she landed. Magog spun before Deidre's feet were more than a yard off the ground and broke into one of those diagonal simian charges, coming right up the bleachers as smoothly as if they'd been level ground. Forget what I said about not reacting quickly. Magog's reaction time had been nothing, if not a little less. He had to have checked in at 700 or 800 pounds, and he covered the 40 feet between us in the space of a couple of seconds, the acceleration incredible. Of course, reacting quickly isn't always the same thing as reacting intelligently. Magog looked like he was used to being an unstoppable force. I brought up my shield bracelet, slamming my will through it, pushing most of the painful load of power still remaining to me into the barrier that sprang to life. I shouted out in wordless challenge, my voice thin and strained beside the deep-chested bellow that Magog unleashed in answer. Normally, my shield manifests as a shimmering dome of mixed blue and silver light. This time, I left it transparent, on the theory that what Magog didn't know would hurt him. The shape-shifted Denarian slammed into the invisible barrier in an explosion of silver sparks and found it as immovable as the side of a mountain. The force of the gorilla thing's charge was not simply physical, though, and ugly red light clung to the silver power of my defenses. Excess energy bled through my bracelet as heat scalding my skin, but the barrier held, and Magog staggered back, stunned.
Hey, I said as I let the shield fall. Where's an 800-pound gorilla sit?
I took a step forward and kicked him as hard as I could, right into coconuts, then followed up with a stomping kick to the neck. Magog shrieked in agony, and went tumbling back down the bleachers.
Somewhere with lots of extra cushions, I guess, eh, monkey boy?
My instinct screamed a warning at me, and I threw myself down behind the last row of bleacher seats just as Mantis bitch pointed a finger at me and screamed,
Ammo Bizzo!
There was a crash of thunder, a flash of light, a wash of heat, and a cloud of glowing splinters flew up a few feet away where a section of seating had been a second before. Hell's bells. A sorceress. A damn dangerous one, too. I readied my shield, already acutely aware of how little energy remained to me. I kept it small, maybe 3 feet across, and I started to rise when I saw a shape flit into my peripheral vision above me. Tessa in the middle of an airborne leap. She cried out again, and I yelped and pulled into a tight fetal curl behind my shield as another bolt of lightning ripped through the air.